This is Dave the Game, CriticalHits.com. Still here at the Origins Game Fair. It is Friday afternoon, and I've just once again stepped into the exhibit hall because I have far too much weight in my wallet, and, you know, that has to be taken care of as soon as possible. Fantasy Flight's here. They have a little smaller booth than what I remember them having in the past, but they've still got set up with other stuff, like a table entirely of Descent and the expansions and Arkham Horror and the expansions. Fantasy Flight has a demo here of Mutant Chronicles, the collectible miniatures game that they've previewed it on Board Game Geek and a couple other places.
I'm Lucas Reed.
Hey, Lucas from Fantasy Flight. Can you tell us a few things about it?
Mutant Chronicles is our new CMG. We were hoping to have it launch here, but we'll have it at Gen Con. It's skirmish-based, very fast-playing. The really intricate part of the game actually comes into your army building. You build your army out of three different component types: your order tokens, your figures, which have reference cards, and then command cards. And you can mix and match those in a variety of combinations. So you could have an army that was figure-intensive but didn't activate very often, or one that was all about its cards and reusing those. You're starting with four factions, Algaroth from the Demons, and then Bauhaus, Brotherhood, and... I just forgot Capital's name there for a second. We're running demos here sporadically, but we also have a large demo area over there where we're showing off. We've got some pre-built terrain as well. Other cool mechanics in the game, if you've ever played Descent, the accuracy and damage dice.
Pretty much the same.
Adapted from that, which I found a lot of minis players find a little counterintuitive, but people who come from board game background are like, oh, sweet.
Works really well. Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Any specific questions you have?
No. I was just admiring how good the figures look, especially. They're a bigger scale than a lot of the other collectible miniatures games out there, and they're on a hex base.
Yeah, and that's one of the 55mm scale was one thing that, you're like, why do they have to be so big? And I'm like, I tend to look at it as most people are like, wow, they're awesome they're that big. And again, yeah, the pre-paint quality on this and both our AT-43 and competition minis, I have great respect for those people who can paint that well, but I do not have that, and I appreciate having a chance to pick up a game that I can play around
and
box.
Yeah, in the same way, and I know there's a lot of gamers who just do not have time to do all the huge army painting anymore, and
exactly.
So that's what do they look for.
And I think that's part of the evolution of the environment, is there are even people who did like to paint, who just, with family and whatever commitments, they have room. And I've told people, I said, if you want to, consider these beautifully primed for you, and you can paint over them. In fact,
right.
On our website, I was on the road a month ago out in California, and we had a guy who had gotten his store's demo copy and got permission, and he went and modded the figures and repainted them all, and they're gorgeous. So people got to know they have the freedom to do what they want, but
yeah.
Take it as a good starting point.
So, all right.
I actually have to get back to a tournament,
all right.
But...